The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit. I think I feel a little bit better about the Packers kicking situation after talking to Adam Schefter. I'm glad I asked that question. She wants to ride it, she's trying. Because Greg Joseph sucked yesterday. He was bad. Missed 3 or 4 kicks.
Not very long. 40s? Is 40s long anymore or no? 40s is kind of... All right. Like a 48-yarder today is a 40-yard when I played. Would you agree with that? Greg, no one was kicking 55-yarders back in the day.
But here's the problem with Chris Jackie, who was your kicker when you won the Super Bowl.
He did make a big kick against San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. And I... Because I used to have the VHS, like, yearbook, you know, yearbook videos. And I remember it. After he made that 53-yarder against San Francisco in 1996, in the game where you helped fool the officials and tell Don Beebe that he needed to run, and Jackie makes a 53-yard to win it in OT, and Holmgren in the locker room afterwards. I don't even know if you remember this. We've never talked about this, but I just remember the video clip that's a part of that, like, NFL yearbook.
Yeah.
How about our kicker who can't make a PAT but can kick a 53-yard field goal?
He wasn't a big fan.
That was the celebration after he made a 53-yarder to win it.
And the rumor is the dumbest rumor I've maybe ever heard in my entire life, because I asked Chris about it and he said that was the dumbest. So, and I'm not telling you what the rumor was, but people who know what the rumor is,
it's
not true and it's the dumbest one ever.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Joshy, do you know?
No.
All right. Well, you're never going to know.
So Joseph, well, he'll probably just tell him off air. Joseph.
I could just ask you later.
Hey, I was just trying to, you know, say that for a fact.
Yeah, I know. You're a tough guy. Yes, very tough. So Joseph yesterday missed from 43, 49, 47, made from 41. Yeah, so what? I mean, in your day, Chew, 40-yard field goal, how often do you think you should make a 40-yard field goal in your day?
70-something percent of the time.
I mean, I feel like 40-yarders should be a 9 out of 10 proposition today, right?
It feels like it.
Like, I'm not off. Like, if you're kicking a 45, like, these kicks, I don't want to say you make all of them.
Yeah.
But you're making, you know.
At least half.
Eight? Is eight? Like, you should make 8 out of 10 kicks from these distances that he had yesterday. 43, 41, 49, 47, right? And
in
I'm with you.
Kicking, you're saying?
Yeah, yes, today's kicking. I agree. So, I mean, Carlson pulls ahead now. I mean, Joseph has really struggled as of late. Do you think they'll look at another kicker? Or do you think they'll just roll with
Carlson?
Well,
there
was a third guy there. Well, I don't think
he had a better day
Hale
than Joseph.
Well, yeah, but I also don't think they're going to take him.
No, they're going with Carlson.
Like, they're... Do you think there's a possibility that they look if there's somebody else who kicked really well in somebody else's camp but ultimately lost to replace Carlson?
Do you think they'll keep one on the practice squad? Because you can essentially keep anybody on the practice squad.
Correct. Probably not, because you can just bring in a kicker from anywhere. You know, if you want to throw him on the practice squad, then sure. That's what happened with Mason Crosby last year. He was just out there. Then he ended up on a practice squad of a couple of teams, got elevated by the Rams, didn't actually kick in the game, and then ended up, I think, on the 53 for the Giants when he ultimately missed a kick.
I don't know, Gabe. It's just, if Carlson misses kicks during the regular season, what do you do?
Well, because here's my problem right now. Does it feel like Carlson's winning, or does it feel like Joseph is losing?
Joseph is losing.
Yeah. Like, so yes, I don't totally. Like, it's, I'm not walking away from this going, I have confidence Carlson. Like, and we always go back to this in 2012, after, you know, so the 2013 camp, after Mason Crosby had that horrific season, and they brought in Giorgio Tavecchio and all those other guys. Like, you felt like, okay, Mason actually won this, and he's back. He's right to where he is. With Carlson, there's a couple of things. One, he doesn't have a baseline of me going, oh yeah, I've got faith in him. And two, it's not like he's actually going out there and making 93% of his kicks. It's just that somebody else is missing more than him right now.
Yeah, it's like, let's pick the best of the bad kickers.
Yeah.
But people, it drives me nuts, people that, oh, we don't care, it's kicking. Yeah, you don't care until it loses you a game.
Right.
And then you care. I don't know. To me, it's always been, and you know how I feel about kickers. To me, it doesn't seem that hard. Is it? Like, there's no pressure yesterday, right?
I mean, you're competing for your job, so I think there's a little pressure.
A little pressure, but there's no rush. There's no crowd.
Well, there's a crowd there. I mean, that's not 80,000 people, but there were, you know.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, Gabe, empty gym. We'll shoot wherever you want.
Yeah.
How many free throws out of 10 you think you could make?
I'm making 8.
All right. In Fiserv, places during halftime, places loud, people are into it. How many are you making?
3.
There you go. That's why I'm like, I'm not very confident in that position going into camp. And it
the
is.
The first one's either an air ball or going off the backboard.
I don't want to say
yeah.
It's an important position until it is.
Yeah. Well, because you don't want to recognize the kickers or football players.
I mean, Ryan Longwell, love him. Great kid, great kicker. But his rookie season, we're in Philadelphia, week 2.
Yeah. He's,
and he misses a 22-yarder to win the game. What do you think we want to do to him?
Leave him in Philly.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all remember Mason Crosby Detroit, where he got the yippets.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But then he was able to bounce back. And in fairness to Ryan, the rest of the season, he was really good.
He was really good. And a great kicker.
Yeah.
Great.
And yes, he had that
but
one
at the
low
time,
moment.
Do you care? At the time, do you care? No, you don't
oh,
care.
Oh, no.
You don't care one
but,
bit.
But then for over the course of the rest of the season, he was really good to the point where you're like, okay, yeah, this guy's our kicker.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And Anders Carlson just continued to miss kicks last year and continues to miss kicks here.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you hate hold your left one when it's on the line, but... Might be holding both.
I don't know if I can look. I don't know if I want to look. If
yeah.
Week 1 at Philly, or excuse me, in Brazil against Philly, 45-yard field goal to win it for the Packers. Does Carlson make it?
I would say it's 50-50.
Joshy?
I think so.
You think he makes it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just at this point he's won it. And if
no,
the Packers
no, I mean,
are,
Joseph lost it. Let's phrase this correctly.
Yeah, you could phrase it however you want. Like, they had two guys who've performed. They're performing to what we know them to be. So, to be surprised by no one running away with it, it's like...
So, would you
the
let...
The two well, guys but, are kind of the same.
Well, but no, so, he, I mean, again, this is a microcosm for other things, though. Like, you're hoping the young kid grows. He hasn't. What if other young kids on the roster haven't been growing, and that's why they struggled in Denver?
So would you let him go today and say, all right, Carlson's, and start building up his confidence? I would. I mean, is there a need to wait until, when do they play, Friday, Saturday?
They play Saturday.
Is there
afternoon.
A need to wait till Saturday to see if it's not over yet? Or do you tell Carlson he's won?
I think this is over.
And, hey, you need to make kicks.
Unless Carlson, goes out there tomorrow in the joint practice and misses 5 kicks, he's won this thing.
All right. I mean, because there is a little Flores to this thing, if that's true. Well, it's like, you know,
yeah.
What's the best for the kicker we're going with? Tell me one before the hand and say, all right, we got confidence in you right now. You're a guy. We didn't even wait till the last cut. We didn't make you sweat it out. You're our guy. Work, get confidence, and here we go.
Yeah, I think
there's
that's
something
the way to go.
To that.
I think there's something, yes, trying to build up your guy. I think there's something there. Joshy found an interesting list yesterday. The least attractive hobbies for men. We'll see if any of the hobbies we have are on that list. Maybe some hobbies you have are on that list as well. We get into that coming up next. But if you're looking for a better used car interest rates, at Ewald, they make it easy to save thousands during the used car rate reduction event where you can get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. That's 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at their 10 locations. Increase your purchase power with a better used car from the name Milwaukee has trusted for 60 years. They make it easy. So race to your local Ewald for this deal as it ends August 31st. Or go online, EwaldAuto.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no, cold shrinkage gets involved. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I don't know where this came from, other than it was just making its rounds on social media yesterday. I don't, because there's a chart that's associated with it that you would think would be like an official study, but yeah, and it was making its rounds on social media. The least attractive hobbies for men, according to women.
Yeah, but these are so dumb. I mean, they really are.
Okay.
I mean, you're a dork if you do most of them, okay? If a guy collects figurines, yeah. What in the hell? What the hell's a figurine, number one?
Like an action figure, yeah.
You're a dork. Okay. That's fine all if right. That's what you do.
Okay.
And dork, I don't think is an offensive thing to say.
It's not nice.
But if you're a dork, you should know you're a dork.
I think nerd
I'm
is the word
I'm not saying you in
prefer.
General, but you should know you're a dork, right?
I'm not saying you specifically
I think
while I'm staring deep into your soul.
I think if you're collecting wrestling action figures as a 30-plus-year-old man,
you're a dork.
Dork.
If you do magic tricks, you're a flippin' dork.
Illusions, Michael.
You're a dork. I'm sorry. You know, there's a lot of words you could say about me that I don't find offensive. That people, but you're a dork.
The magic trick ones here. Can you just give a rundown of the list?
So the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women, number one, playing video games, which in today's society, interesting.
I think that skews young because it's a younger man thing. So a lot of women have to deal with
it. What if I sat around and played video games for 4 hours a day?
That's what you want to do, man. Go for it. You got time.
I'd call you a dork.
Like, thank you.
There's no difference between, to me, you playing video games or you watching the Mountain Men marathon for the 15th time.
No, that's kind of age appropriate. That's age appropriate.
Okay, that's
Am
fair.
I right?
You know what?
It's age appropriate.
When you're right, you're right.
Yes.
When you're right, you're right. Number two, collecting figurines, which had again, out of 100, an unattractiveness score of 85. Magic tricks only being three is, again, now magic tricks, I think, like, turns the corner where, like, because last week we were talking about, who were we talking about
O's
with Shefty?
O's.
Yeah, O's the mentalist. So some of the stuff that he does is wild, but if you're just doing a, like, oh, look at this ring, oh, they're magically stuck together, or, like, pick a card, can tell you what it is.
You got issues.
Yeah.
Imagine like, someone you know just being, like, a magic guy and busting out magic tricks at random times.
If they're doing the thing that you're pulling out of your sleeve.
The scarves.
Yeah, the scarves out of a sleeve. Yeah, I'm out. Like, I'm out. Again, do something cool, like, you know.
Like 40-year-old version. What would you call that guy? He is a dork.
Yeah.
Probably more a loser.
Number four, online trolling. The score of 75.
Keyboard warriors? Well, yeah. You're just a slap.
So this one.
Now, this is the only normal one.
Gambling.
That's fine.
70. Unattractive.
Why does it bother women so much?
Probably could be spending money on more responsible things than whether or not the Chiefs are going to cover the spread against the Broncos.
Also, there are a certain brand of gambling guy who that's all they talk about, which then it becomes annoying. As somebody who does gamble themselves, if that's all you're telling me about, then all right.
Yeah, then you need to get rid of the girl. That's more of a girl problem than it is a guy problem.
Okay.
Because I don't, you know, I got burned gambling.
Oh, yes,
I thought,
you did.
Yeah, I thought I knew it all, you know, NFL. I know everything. Well, not so much.
Building model trains. Does anybody do that anymore?
Do I even have to, Josh?
I haven't run into a model train builder in a long time.
What about taxidermy?
This one being on here as a hobby is kind of weird because that's like a professional thing. Like yeah. That.
Like who's doing this themselves? I feel like if you're getting whatever animal you would like stuffed.
Yeah. What about, I wonder where they would fall on hunting, like women on hunting.
Again, I'm guessing that's a regional thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like there were plenty of, when I was growing up in Horicon, plenty of women that hunt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Comic book collecting. I feel like this, the fact that this is only at 55 and collecting figurines is 85. Again, those I think are things you do as a kid. And then if they follow you into that, they're kind of the same thing, are they not? They're in the same vein?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I think there is a level of, though, like the true high value of it and like the vintage nature.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, some of that stuff's from like the 60s, 70s.
But what if sure. I told you guys I like collecting Pokemon cards?
Are you making any money off it?
No.
If you're making money off of it, it's a different conversation.
No.
What are you doing with the Pokemon cards?
You're
just looking at them.
I'm sorry. You're
just looking at them. Are you using them? Because yeah, I think you
you're
can,
a dork.
Again,
there is a game.
I'm disconnected with Pokemon, but I believe there's a game that's associated with it.
Now the next one, if you admit it, you're a dork. Am I right or wrong?
I thought you were going to defend it because this seems.
This is what I do. I sit by the bird bath and I do that, but I am not going to tell people I do that.
You just told the radio audience that you do.
But I'm just saying, right?
Bird watching, 50% unattractiveness score.
Like my dad collected stamps. Weirdo.
See, I missed out on the collecting stamps thing because I feel it was like a genuine.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because they came out with all these different stamps. Like now, who uses bleeping stamps?
Sure. I mean, what's a hobby that, is golf a hobby?
Certainly, yeah.
I would think that's cool. Like, Blammer is a hobby to me.
Trust me. As somebody...
Blammer's a hobby.
The Blammer is a
hobby. It's just called having friends.
No, it's a hobby. No, it's a total hobby.
Hanging out with your neighbor is a hobby?
With him, it is. Him, it's special. Because it's entertainment. There's times I'm like, God, I should pay a cover charge. I really should.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's true.
Who would you be paying him?
Yes.
Just thanks for your time?
Yes. And I kind of do, but it's on the barter system.
Well, yeah, because that's the only way he knows how to operate at this point in his life.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised golf is not on here, to be honest, because I know it's a time-consuming hobby.
Yeah,
it is a money-draining hobby.
That one, I think the time-consuming nature is the one that gets them the most. A lot of these are kind of like... aside from video games, really, it's kind of can be out of sight, out of mind for a lot of it.
Except for the magic tricks.
Magic, you do.
Because you have to do it in front of people. Yeah, you're not doing. I mean, yeah, sure, you're practicing the magic trick by yourself in the mirror, but I mean, the reason why you practice is so you can do it in front of somebody else.
Quickly before we get to Sophia here, what's the least attractive hobby for women?
Grinding.
No, that can be a good thing.
Not in my house. I think the number one is just don't grind us.
That's not a hobby.
That's not a hobby.
For some of them, it is. Yes, it is.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. Tread carefully. That's all I'm telling you.
What are women's hobbies?
Guys just don't want to be nagged.
I don't think anybody wants to be nagged.
This is a totally different conversation than the one we're having.
Like a hobby for, I mean, shopping, that's a hobby. Shopping like, is the equivalent to gambling for guys.
Sure, could be. Well, the only difference is unless you're selling the things that you're buying. Like gambling, you hypothetically, again, there's a reason that the casinos are as big as they are, so not a lot of people are doing this, but hypothetically, you can win money.
Yeah, but you know what the Spaniard does? Because he's a big gambler.
Okay.
You know what he does? Gives his wife a cut.
Okay, then she's in.
And that keeps him happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Then she's in. All right, we can ask Sophia about this.
You can. I'm out. I think I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I just shut my mouth
We
sometimes?
Tried.
I know. I can't help
tried.
It sometimes. I can't.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, I've got an appointment with Mantelli today. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do because you're always checking in with them to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be. And you might be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it. Tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to attack your day the way you used to. Could be signs of low testosterone. That's what it was for me. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mantelli, and it's going to be a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's why I'm going back for a checkup appointment today, because they want to make sure that everything's going good, everything's there. It's not just a one-size-fits-all. They're checking in with you to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be. So go to lowtusa.com. Mantelli allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantelli and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Haas had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Always love getting the latest on the Milwaukee Brewers each and every Wednesday with Sophia Minert, catcher on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I mean, we're good, but we're not as good as the Brewers.
Is anyone?
No, I mean, I don't think so. Six in a row. And the quality of the opponents, I think, is the impressive thing about this, Sophia, because, and yes, not the Cardinals are below 500 after winning last night, but I'm talking about the five previous. To rattle off five in a row against the Dodgers and Guardians, I think is starting to catch the attention of baseball pundits across the league.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like, you can even stretch this out further. I mean, I would go back to when we started August and the division lead was five games. And they were entering a stretch right after the trade deadline. They had an off day on the last road trip. And then it was 13 in a row against Atlanta. That was a series sweep. Come home, the Reds, a series win. Four against the Dodgers, the split. And that was the start of the winning streak. And then you finish off with the Cleveland Guardians, who are one of the top teams in the American League, top of the Central, and a sweep there as well. And then you come here. So, again, that's 10-3 over a 13-game stretch against really, really quality opponents. And then, you know, you come here with knowing you've got six left against St. Louis. Obviously, you want to keep that winning streak going. And you knew you needed one just to take that season series against the Cardinals. So I feel like they've shown a lot over these last 2 weeks, and hopefully they can keep it going here the next two games in St. Louis.
Sophia, early in the show, we ranked the NFL divisions from top to bottom. Is the Central the worst in baseball?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
Gabe, what was the other one you said?
I think it's the AL West, because at least in the NL Central, yeah, you have the Brewers. And everybody's kind of, you know, I mean, the Pirates have fallen off, but kind of hovering around that 500 mark where, I mean, the A's are bad, the Angels are really bad, the Rangers have fallen off in the AL West.
Yeah, I think the AL West, I think, like, the AL Central has some bad teams.
Well, that's just because the White Sox are dragging them down.
The White Sox, yeah, exactly. Look, here's the thing, though, I would say, is, like, I do understand your point of, like, you can look at the other teams in the division. I personally don't think that takes anything away from what the Brewers have done, because you still got to win the games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of sick of that narrative, to be honest, of, like, you still have to go out and win the games. And by the way, they're playing well against teams outside of the division too. You know, I don't think anybody on opening day would have said the Brewers were 20 games above 500 with a 12-game division lead sitting here at the end of August. I'm not sure anyone had that on their bingo card. So I do think this team deserves credit for how they've gone out and won. They've been really consistent. They had that one blip where they were two games under 500 in the month of July, but overall they've been very consistent. And you know, again, I just think you've got to go out and win the game. So they've done their job to put themselves in this position.
The reason I ask that is because I am still blown away on how all the pundits got it wrong. Because this is like, because no one had them going anywhere. This is like the Raiders this year going 13-4. It's like, how did you miss this? There are a really, really, really good team. It's just that.
I think this is what makes baseball really fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is one of the more unpredictable sports, to your point, right? You know, the Raiders going 13-4. And sure, you can point to things like in the NFL, fewer games, you know, more information. There's just like more on those matchups, all of that. I think baseball, this is what makes it great, right? It's so unpredictable. One month can derail and set your season on a totally different path. You know, think about if this team had gotten off to a terrible start in March and April, but they didn't, right? Like they started with a sweep of the New York Mets on the road, and then they kept it going in April. They put together a great month, and that just sort of set them up for and gave them confidence that they have sort of had that mentality of like, why not us, you know? And they've been playing really free. You can point to like their youth and their inexperience and obviously all of the roster turnover and injuries, but they've handled it and they've just kept moving forward.
Sophia Minert joins us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If a playoff series were to start tomorrow, is Freddie getting the ball or are they giving it to Tobias Myers?
Well, I think you'd see both of them. I think your question, right, that you're asking is Freddie Peralta your game one starter?
Yeah, who's starting game one? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think right now it probably still would be Freddie, but we'll see. And so this is the other part of it is, you know, they've done a phenomenal job of putting themselves in this position with a 12-game division lead. However, getting into that one or two spot, which means
huge,
chasing down the Dodgers or the Phillies, which they're only a game or two out, is huge. Because if you can catch one of those two teams, you get that bye and you go into the NLDS and you skip that three-game wild card round series, which they got into last year with the Diamondbacks. So there is a lot of incentive for them to obviously lock up this division. But also just to keep playing the way that they have been, because they know the value, right? Like they know the value of getting that bye. You get a couple extra days, then you've got more time to make those decisions about how you want to line up your pitching. There's more off days in there. You know, the wild card round, anything can happen in that series, which we have seen. There's a lot for this team to continue to play for, even with their position in the division.
Sophia, outside of Yelich, is this the healthiest they've been all year?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, getting Trevor McGill back in the bullpen is huge for them. You know, that was something that they were looking forward to, getting Devin Williams back when they did. And then it was the next day that Trevor landed on the IL with his own back injury. So I think this is, you know, your bullpen's in a really good place. You've got good options. The only piece that they've been missing of that regular group right now is Hobie Milner. He's on a good track to come back here soon. They should be getting Blake Perkins back, so that helps their outfield depth. It adds a switch hitter to the mix. Again, more options off of the bench. They've got the three catchers going right now, so yeah, it's you know, you kind of want to like knock on wood and sort of bubble wrap everybody, but I think across the board, yeah, this is probably the healthiest they've been and kind of full strength for where they've been all season.
How are the Brewers treating? Chewy brought up Yelich. How optimistic are they that he's going to be ready for the start of next season?
Yeah, I think they're very optimistic. Look, I think this was obviously a really, really tough decision because Christian really wanted to come back and play this year. Like this is the fun time of year, right? You're getting into the fourth quarter, so to speak, of the baseball season. September's coming up. You know, they're hoping to win the division. They're hoping for a good postseason run here. And look, if Christian Yelich isn't an all-star in the first half, they're probably not in this position, right? I mean, what he did in the first half to set them up for this. And he wants to be out there. So physically, he just was not going in the right direction. They decided on surgery. And with that being said, I think this gives him a longer runway for rehab, for recovery, to get himself ready. A normal-ish offseason is what he's hoping for with this extra time, and then be ready to go for spring training and for opening day. So that's definitely where his focus is. That's definitely where the team's focus is, looking ahead to next year. And they still feel like Christian has a lot of good baseball ahead of him.
Is there anything else going on with the team that we should be aware of? Because I do have a list of things I wanted to run by you that we were just talking about, but I wanted to make sure we get all the Brewers information out there.
Oh, yeah. No, fire away. Let's go. I know this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. So there was a list going around yesterday, Sophia. Least attractive hobbies for men according to women. So I'd like to get your reaction, especially because Jen's not here. So we're just, you know, it's a dude Wednesday. We're, you know, trying to figure out, you know, these least attractive hobbies for men according to women. Number one, so let us know how you feel, how attractive or unattractive this may or may not be. Number one on this list was playing video games.
I'm neutral on that.
Okay.
I mean, I just, if you're playing, you know, 23 hours a day, that's a problem.
Not real motivated.
Right. 23 hours a day, that's not attractive. If we're talking like an hour or two or even three after work, I mean, I'm with baseball players every day. That's like a primary hobby off the field, right? So I'm pretty neutral on that one.
Collecting figurines is number two on this list.
Less attractive, but I could be persuaded if there's like some nostalgia involved.
Okay.
Right? Like if it's a collector thing, there's nostalgia involved. You've been doing this since you were a kid. It's, you know, it's a hobby you have. Okay.
What if they want to display them?
As long as it's not weird.
What if they want to display them in the house, like in the living room?
Absolutely not. That's
it. All right. All right, I think we're on the same page there. Number three, magic tricks.
Oh. Wow. Good party trick, right? That could be fun.
Yeah, no, see, you're stretching. See, I thought, so Sophia, I think magic tricks can turn the corner. Like, if you're doing David Blaine type stuff, you know, where like that, but if you're just doing, hey, I'm pulling scarves out of my sleeve, I feel that's... that's not good for anybody.
Right. Like, magic tricks. I mean, are we talking card tricks?
Yeah,
are we talking
just...
David Blaine? Are we talking, pull scarves out?
Yeah, I think we're talking, like, the basic stuff you probably see at, like, a kid's birthday party. Like, oh, hey, look, I've got these two rings. Now they're together. How did it happen?
Yeah, next.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
Gambling. Gambling on the list.
Oh, that one's a trap, too.
What if you get a cut, though?
Because Chewy has a buddy who cuts in his wife with any of the winnings that he gets from his
family. He's a big NFL gambler, and he'll, you know, make some change and give her, you know, a couple thousand or whatever.
I haven't heard that one before.
Changes the game.
Yeah. I mean, gambling within reason.
Okay.
Right?
Like, within reason. Fair
gambling
enough.
Gambling within reason. Some parameters. And if I got a cut, obviously I'd be blind.
That makes sense. How do you feel about building model trains?
Building model trains. I'm okay with that one.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, it's at least it's like somewhat creative, right? Like, at least it's somewhat creative and. There, I don't know. There's a process involved, and if, I don't know. I'm okay with that one. I have friends that do that like with their kids, you know. So I think that's kind of fun, like something you can do with other people too.
Taxidermy.
That should be slash hunting.
No,
are you
like,
okay with hunters, Sophia?
Really, that's hunting.
Yeah,
yeah. Because well, I mean, we had a couple people that texted in. Taxidermy, not an attractive hobby for men, and gives off some serial killer vibes.
They're not picking up roadkill, I hope.
Yeah, right. See, yeah, I agree with you. Hunting is the hobby here.
Yes.
Not
yeah.
The taxidermy. Unless you're just randomly buying, you know, dead mounted animals. But I did not grow up in a hunting family. That was just not our vibe. I personally don't love it as like decor, but if that's your jam, that's your jam. So
are there any that we missed on here, Sophia? Were there any that missed, like, come to your mind, like, least attractive hobbies for men, according to women?
That was a pretty good list.
Okay. Kind of hit them all.
When you started this list, I thought you were going to go with, honestly, like, physically disgusting ones. Like,
oh, sure. No, just hobbies, you know, harmless for the most part. But, you know, again, I think I was honestly, even though Magic Tricks is three, I thought it would be higher. Because if somebody's out there, you know, doing, you know, trying to be Job from Arrested Development and trying to do the illusions, that's just not good for anybody.
So the video games was the top one.
Yeah. Video games, collecting figurines, Magic Tricks, top three.
Hmm.
Sophia, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate you playing along with us. Can't wait to talk to you more about the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers next Wednesday.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Sophia Manor, catcher, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers at Cardinals tonight. She joins us every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Next edition of Behind the Bucks is here on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Bucks stars share their experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics, from battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of a gold medal. Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Find it, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywing and saying, you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
I think where we're landing on this list, and, you know, Ron saying, you know, he thinks Sophia finding a way to rationalize some of them. I don't think there's a single hobby out there necessarily that is a deal breaker for anyone. Because you're into what you're into, right?
Yeah.
It's just how far do you go with it? Except for Magic Tricks. Again, like, the Magic Tricks is the one thing that, because you need participation. Yeah. Like, if you are somebody who builds the model trains or whatever, and you're going to some back room in your house, like, you're not bothering anyone.
Yeah.
You're just kind of doing.
That's fine.
You're doing whatever.
But you're not my guy.
Oh, and
you're not my guy.
I mean,
exactly. Do whatever you want, but
like, I mean, your dad didn't care much for football.
Never played a sport in his life.
Yeah.
So am I sitting there watching
college games, reading a book while?
Did I talk sports with my dad? Never. Did I watch games with my dad? Never.
But it's about taking it too far. It's like when Sophia was talking about playing video games. You know, okay, it's part of the culture. Now if you're playing 20 hours a day, all right, now we're talking about this.
She pivoted on gambling. When they get a cut,
they always do. Again, you bring in anybody on the cut. That's how you get hooked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they missed any on here.
Why didn't they do one for guys evaluating women's hobbies?
Because at the end of the day, Chew,
yeah,
we'll rationalize just about anything.
Yeah, we're much easier going.
We'll rationalize just about anything.
You're right.
For example, I'm allergic to cigarette smoke. Never thought I'd date a smoker. Guess what I did in my dating days?
Secondhand smoke.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I also think women just tend to be more normal about their hobbies. Because we all know the softball guy. We all know the gambler.
Yeah.
And that's all consuming and all they talk about. Like, if a woman's knitting, it doesn't bother me.
No.
Yeah, you're just, it's not.
Have at it.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Painting?
Have fun.
That's fine.
Painting, gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I want to watch sports, get off my ass already. Am I right?
We'll be in touch next.